Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What a lovely song by Kim Burrell, and Working For Your Good takes us all the way to 17 minutes to 3. You know, when you talk about time and radio, you have to be quite mathematical. So, yeah, it is 17 minutes to hope I've got my maths right. And nonetheless, I told you it's a busy one, but it's quite a greater day. Listening to Heart to Heart, Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart with myself, Luko Mgwedi Phuthi. And this afternoon, like I said, you might remember a couple of weeks ago, we spoke all things Unlocking Kingdom Business Conference. Just how important it is for us to find our space in the space of business as Christians as well. And today I happen to have one of the speakers. I think I'm really excited to have her with me today. Because she is coined an entrepreneur and serial innovator. I really want her to brief me on what this really is. Nadine is a serial innovator, an entrepreneur who runs Neuraseed B2B Manufacturing, a health and wellness food company producing high-quality products. She has also established the Health Food Emporium, an outlet selling all Nutriseed products directly to the public, and a third and rapid growing pillar, private label development and manufacturer of a wide range of leading supermarkets. So Nadine, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Luko. Thank you so much for having me.
It's lovely to have women doing such great things, especially on Women's Month. How relevant are you?
Thank you. Yes, it actually is. It's such an honor.
Yeah. I've actually given a bit of a bio on who you are, Nadine, but I think it's really important to really get it from the horse's mouth, really. Who exactly are you? And maybe it's important to put you on the spot and ask exactly why it's so important for you to be part of this coming up, upcoming conference. Why you?
Thank you, Luca. Yes. Well, firstly, I am number one, a pursuer of God's will. Mm. And that's how I position myself in this world. And number two, I am a wife. I'm a mom of two beautiful little children. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a serial entrepreneur and an innovator. So to give you a little bit of understanding what that is, it's someone in this world that sees opportunity everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what I see. I see exciting opportunity. And when I seek the Lord, He normally shows me in which direction to go. Mm. And this is why it's been important for me to speak to business people today, is because what's happening is people are getting businesses or they're opening businesses, and they get the passport and they fly by themselves.
Sure.
So important. God gives us that God idea. What happens then? We need to include Him in every decision in the business. Otherwise, we're not going into kingdom business. We're going into secular world business.
Sure.
And what are we doing if God has given us a mission and a business to do on this earth? He needs to be part of it.
Sure. I love the sound of that. Like you're saying, you know, so many times we start businesses and we think, I'm going to do it, I'm going to make it. But what about the one that's called you into it?
Absolutely. Sure. And He actually gives you the ideas. And then what we do is we just take it for ourselves.
Mm.
And then we don't understand why they're not working. Or we've got ourselves into situations. Such a big, important part that we're missing in terms of a kingdom, godly business.
Sure. So when you got the invite to be part of the conference, maybe take me through your thought process. What happened to you? And sometimes you get invites and you're like, I know this thing. But sometimes you're like, hey, this is really such a window for me to speak to kingdom businesses. So what came to your mind, and what are you wanting to bring with you on Saturday?
So it all started with getting involved with women, and I got invited to do a workshop for business owners that were women, and then I met Taboko, who is doing this amazing event, and she, funny enough, actually found herself in a situation where the lady that she'd organized was not actually the right fit. And she felt the Lord say, this is the person.
Yeah.
And so it was literally a God appointment that we met up on that day.
Mm.
And I actually feel that God has been preparing me, because what he's done is I've been in businesses for 17 years now.
Sure.
In total, we have approximately 4 businesses that I'm running.
Mm.
And the Lord has shown me where I've gone wrong and where I've gone right.
Sure.
And I think that is such, it's so important to help people, because they don't actually understand.
Mm.
And there's no one out there leading the business sector.
Yeah.
There's a lot of church, there's a lot of personal stuff, but there's a lot of business people sitting in the church.
True.
And running businesses that haven't been led through it. And this is why this is so important.
Wow. I think more exciting for me is the approach that you've, chosen in a society where relevance is such a thing. We want to be relevant. We want to fit in the community. But, you know, you mustn't mention kingdom. You mustn't mention Jesus, because how far do you want your business to go? But you decided, hey, I want to operate in these spaces, but also I want to make it known that it is this Jesus that I still walk with and I raise. So on Saturday, as you come to this conference, really, maybe what should we expect, really?
I think it's to start with understanding what business success looks like.
Mm.
And let's understand, number one, what are our kingdom businesses pursuing?
Mm.
Is success wealth? Is it power? Is it smart cars?
Mm.
Is it looking good? And this is exactly what you said now.
Yeah.
You know, are we speaking Jesus? Are we speaking kingdom? And we don't necessarily need to say the words to actually
of course
to our customers. So it's really just breaking it all the way down to understanding, where is God in the essence of every part of your business?
Mm.
From employment, from your organogram.
Mm.
You know, the Lord says to us, feed my sheep. What is that? Are we discipling the people within our business?
Mm.
So those are the kind of things that we're going to just break down and really help understand specific keys and principles of kingdom business.
Oh, wow.
And then also common traps and errors that we could fall into.
Yeah.
By not keeping our eyes on Jesus and not asking him for his word.
Yeah.
And then also, one thing that we haven't spoken about is, what are the words we're saying into our business?
Sure.
What are we sowing in terms of words into our business? Are we sowing destruction?
Mm.
Or are we sowing God's word, God's vision, God's mission, and speaking that out so that the angels can come in and act?
Mm.
So there are so many elements that we're going to put together. Mm. That is just going to give our listeners and the people that are going to come to this conference tools that they can go and act, that
wow.
they can go and change, that they can go and transform their businesses into true kingdom business.
Wow. Nadine, we could go on and on and on. Maybe if you could just give us an invite. Where do we go on Saturday? Where do we find you? What happens? And also, while at that, maybe also give us details on how we can even follow you on socials and learn, from the path you've taken.
Sure. So the conference is called Unlocking Kingdom Business.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. It's Unlocking Kingdom Business 24. That is the handle.
Mm-hmm.
You can also contact the organization on 074-903-0994. And then you can book your tickets online as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if you'd like to find out a little bit who I am, then
yes,
you can
please
look at my website. My website's called thehealthfoodemporium.co.za, and I also have another website called nutriseed.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
These are my businesses. And so, yeah, everyone's welcome to connect and contact us wherever they need to.
Nadine, thank you so, so, so much. And I'll see you on Saturday. Have a blessed day further.
Thanks, Luca. I'll see you on Saturday. Have a great day.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.